Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumas Daf Samach Vav, and we are starting the top line with the words Al Daiti Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, and the Vilna Tursa Daf. It's on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, about halfway through, a few lines before Halacha Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara begins with a question: Al Daiti Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, according to Rav Shlakish, Ma Bein Ilan Tanoi Li Ilan Rabbanin. What's the difference between these Tanoim and these Rabbanin? Now, what's this referring to? So we had learned of the opinion of the Rabbanin in our Mishnah, who hold that if a person is over a lav Shiyesh by Malkus, he's Pater from Tashlumin, and Rish Lakish had said that this is even if he did so b'shoigeg. So in actuality, he's not receiving Malkus, but he's still Pater from Tashlumin. So those are the Rabbanin that we're talking about. And yesterday we had learned that Rav Nachoni ben Akana, Rav Shimon Menasya hold that one is Pater from Tashlumin if he's over a lav Shiyesh by Kares. And those are the Tanaim that we're referring to. And so the question is as follows: it doesn't seem to be that there's a difference between the Tanaim and the Rabbanin of the Mishnah, because every single lav Shiyesh by Kares comes along with Azhara, which is for all intents and purposes just like a regular lav, and that means that the Rabbanin would agree that if a person is over a lav Shiyesh by Kares, he would be Pater from Tashlumin because it has a lav in it. So how exactly are these Rabbanin arguing with the Tanaim, which we know that they are according to Shiz Rish Lakish? It doesn't seem like there's machlekes. So the Gemara answer is a lav in Vilay Krisos. The machlekes is in the case of a lav and not in the case of Kares. In other words, those Tanaim only Pater if it's a lav Shiyesh by Kares because that's similar to Misa. However, if it was a lav with Malkus and no Kares, these Tanaim do not Pater and they hold like Rav Meir that one would be chayv both Malkus and Tashlumin, whereas the Rabbanin and the Mishnah do Pater even when it's just a plain lav. And here the Gemara speaks it out. Amar Reviewed and says, Rav Shimon Lakish do Amar Krav Meir, do Amar Leiko Mishalim. Rav Lakish holds that those Tanaim hold like Rav Meir, that if it's a situation where he was either just a lav and not a lav Sheyesh by Kares, that he would be Chayiv both, and he would get both Malkus, and he would have to make the Tashlumin. And a further clarification of what this case could be, Amar Rav Chananya says, Hamatz Gedisha Shechaver B'Yomtev B'Neihoin, the difference between them would be if a person lights his friend's stack of grain on fire on Yontef. Elain Tanaim Sovereign Meimar, these Tanaim hold to say, Hoyel V'Ein Bahen Kares, since this is not a lav Sheyesh by Kares, because there's no Chiv Kares on Yontif, so Mishalim, he would have to pay. There's Tashlumin. The Ilan Rabbanan Sovereign Meimar, but the Rabbanan hold, Hayov Yesh by Malkus, ain't a Mishalim, since it's a lav that comes along with Malkus, so he would not make a Tashlumin. The Gemara asks Me'ata, based off of this, Elu Nairis, the like Rabbanan. This would seem to be that the Mishnah in Elu Nairis, the list of different Nairis who would receive a Knas if someone's Ma'anis them, is not like the Rabbanan. And why is that? Because some of these Surah mentioned in that Mishnah are an Isser Lav and not an Isser Kares. For example, one who's Baal Mamzeres. And the Mishnah over there is Mechayev Knas. And clearly, this is not like the way Rish Lakish understands Rabbanan, which is that if one is over a lav b'shaygig, he doesn't have to pay. But the Mishnah over there says that he does. So Rav Matanya answers, and this is the proper girsa, b'mamzer shabal mamzeres b'neihoin, that really that case of the Mishnah is referring to a mamzer who is bayil, which means he was ma'anis a mamzeres. In other words, when the Mishnah over there says that if a person is ma'anis a mamzeres, he has to pay knas, that's referring to a mamzer who is bayil a mamzeres. And the whole chiddush over there is that even though neither of them are mutter lavi b'kahal, still tashlumin has to be made. And that's the chiddush, therefore that part of the Mishnah is not a question on Rish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan. But now the Gemara goes off on a little bit of a side point, discussing a different case mentioned in that Mishnah. Isn't his brother's wife his Yavama? Now what's this referring to? So that Mishnah also discusses a case of Eishes Achiv. If he was Ma'anis' brother's wife, he would have to pay Kenas. Now this was listed among the Chayve Lavin in the Mishnah. Not Chayve Krisis, but Chayve Lavin. And the question is, how do we have an Eishes Achiv, which is just an Isser Lav? If she's still married to his brother, then she's just a regular married woman, and that's a Chi of Misa to be Bail her. So it has to be, at least the way we're understanding right now, that let's say Reuven's brother married her as a Naira, died before he was Bail her, so she's still a Basula, and now Reuven was Ma'anis her, so he would have to pay her Knas. And the question the Gemara just asked is, how is that possible? That means that she's just his Yavama, so what's the Isser that he was Iver over here? There's no problem, he was Ma'anis his Yavama. That's not a nice thing to do, but he still wasn't Iver an Isser that he would have to pay Knas. So Gemara says, Tiftar, we could explain as follows, that we're referring to the following case, Shemes Achiv V'hayu Loibanim, that when his brother died, he already had children from a previous marriage, V'ires Isha, and then he was ma'aris a different woman, umes, and then he died, uba achiv ansa, and then his brother came along and was ma'aniser. In other words, Reuven's brother Shimon got married, had children, he either divorced his wife or she died. Then Shimon went along and he was ma'ares, he just got engaged to a different woman, and that woman was a besula who was a naira, and then Shimon died. So over here, Reuven doesn't have a chiv of yibum because Shimon has children from a previous marriage. As this situation the Mishnah was talking about, that Reuven was ma'anes his brother's wife, and since his brother's arusa, she's not a full-fledged wife, she's just an arusa, she's still a naira besula. That's a situation where Reuven would have to pay knas for being ma'anes his brother's wife, who's not his yavama. And moving on to another halacha, halacha beis. The Mishnah continues talking about eating truman b'shagig, bas kain shenises le'Yisrael, a bas kain who marries a Yisrael, which means that now she's married to the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma because she's considered Yisraelis. Va'achar kach achla truma, and then she ate truman b'shagig. So Mishalemes is a karen, she has to pay the karen because it's considered like gazal shevet. She's stealing from the shevet. She's not allowed to eat this truma. Samach vavam beis on top. Ve'ein Mishalemes is a chaimesh, but she does not have to pay the chaimesh. That's because if her husband would die and she wouldn't have kids from him, she'd be allowed to go back to her father's house. That's called Chazeres Lebeis Aviyah, and then she'd be allowed to eat Truma, so she doesn't have to pay the Chaimish over here. And furthermore, because of this, Umisasa Besreifa, if she's Mizana Tachas her husband, we're going to see in the Gemara that that's what this is referring to, she would get Sreifa, she would get burned, which is unique Misa given only to the daughter of a Kayin. Now let's say Nisa Lechem Mikol Absulim. This Bas Kayin married someone who's puzzled to her. For example, she marries a Mamzer, or she marries a Chalol, and she's really not allowed to marry these people. So then if she's Truma B'Shagig, Mishlam is Karen B'Chaimesh, she would have to pay a Karen and a Chaimesh. And that's because if her husband dies, even if she doesn't have children from him, she's not allowed to go back to her father's house because she puzzled herself by marrying him. And therefore, she's not considered a Kayin, and that's how she'd have to pay a Chaimesh as well. And by that same token, if she's Mizana Tachas her husband, Umisasa B'Chenek, she would just get regular Misa of Chenek like a regular woman who's Mizana Tachas her husband. Divrei Amir, this is Amir's opinion. However, Chamarim, the Chamarim say, Zuvizu Mishalmas is a Karen, Ve'in Mishalmas is a Chaimesh. Both these women, whether they married a Kasher or a Apostle, they would pay Karen and not Chaimesh, Umisasa B'Sreifa, and also if they're Mizana Tachas their husband, they would get Sreifa like a regular Bas Kain. The Mishnah continues, Hamachos Ban of Ketanim, let's say a person feeds his children who are Ketanim, he gives them Truma, and they're Lav B'nei Chiyuva, because they're under Bar Mitzvah, or Ves Avadov, he feeds his Avadim Truma, Ben Gedalim, Ben Ketanim, whether Gedalim or Ketanim, and these Avadim can't pay back because they don't have any money of their own, all of their money is their master's, or Ha'echel Truma's Chutzla Aretz, if a person eats Truma from Chutzla Aretz, which is only Truma D'Rabbanon, or Va'echel Pachas Mekazayas Truma, if a person eats less than a Kazayas of Truma, that's not considered like a full Achila. So Mishalem is a Karen, Ve'en Mishalem is a Chaimesh, in all these situations, he only pays the Karen, because it's considered like he stole, but he doesn't have to pay a Chaimesh, because there's no Kapara necessary over here. The Ketanim don't need a Kapara, because they're under Bar Mitzvah, the Avadim don't have with what to pay, so therefore the master pays, but he doesn't pay a Chaimesh, because he didn't eat the Truma, Truma's Chutzla Aretz is D'Rabbanon, and eating less than a Kazayas doesn't require a Kapara, it just requires paying back the Kayin what he stole from him. And furthermore, in all these situations, Vatashlumen Chulin, the Tashlumen is Chulin, it's not like the Tashlumen is Truma, like we discussed in the previous parak. And furthermore, Mratza Kayin Limchal Loi, Meichel, if the Kayin wants to be Meichel the payment, he could be, because there's no Kapara necessary over here, and it's just a simple transaction of one person stealing from the other, so the one who was stolen from is allowed to say, forget it, you don't have to pay me. And the Mishnah tells us, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol Mishalim Karen V'Chaimesh, anyone that has to pay Karen and Chaimesh for eating Truma, this is the proper girsa, HaTashlumen Truma, so Tashlumen is Truma, like we spoke about in the previous parak. And in Ratza Kayin Limchal, Ene Meichel. If the Kayin wants to be Meichel that, he can't be Meichel it, because it's a kapara for eating Truma, and it's not just simply repaying the Kayin. And V'chal Mishalim is a Karen, V'ene Mishalim is a Chaimesh, someone who has to pay Karen but doesn't pay Chaimesh, so HaTashlumen Chulin, the Tashlumen is Chulin, and in Ratza Kayin Limchal, Meichel. If the Kayin wants to be Meichel, he could be Meichel. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah, like we had explained it, Kachi Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is referring to, Zinsa Misasa B'Sreifa. When the Mishnah says Misasa B'Sreifa, it means that if she was Mizane Tachas Baila, so then she's going to get killed with Sreifa. So the Gemara asks, my time to Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's source? Where does he get this from? That if this Bas Kain was married to somebody who's puzzled to her, and she's Mizane, she's just going to get killed with Chenek and not Sreifa. So the answer is, the Pasuk that talks about this. Let's first read the Pasuk, and then we'll read the Gemara. The Pasuk tells us, Ubas Ish Kain, the daughter of a Kain, Kisechel Liznois, when she desecrates herself to be Mizane, she's desecrating her father, she shall be burnt in fire. So what's the drasha? The Gemara tells us, when she desecrates herself to be Mizane, the Pasuk says. What do we learn from here? That's the proper girsa. If she's fitting to go back to her father's house, should her husband die, so then she's going to get Sreifa. But Yatzazu, excluding this one, that's the proper girsa. She's not fitting to go back to her father's house because she married someone who's puzzled to her, and therefore when she's Mizana, she's going to get Chenek and not Sreifa. However, the Gemara asks, how does this make sense? Nisis l'kasher v'zintza, harehi ruya lach se l'beis aviyah? Let's say she marries somebody who's kasher to her, and then she's Mizana, and then her husband dies. Is she right to go back to her father's house? No, she can't go back to her father's house, because the moment a bas kain is Mizana tachas baila, even if her husband is a kasher yid, and he's not puzzled to her, she's not allowed to go back to her father's house, because she was mechal herself, she desecrated herself. So even in this case, Rav Meir should hold that she gets Chenek and not Sreifa. But Rav Meir said very clearly that she gets Sreifa. So my Kedain, what's Rav Meir's source for that? And the answer is, the Pasuk tells us, Kisechel is nice, when she's Mechal herself. And what do we learn from here? Eshe Chilula Machmas Haznos, V'loi Chilula Machmas Nisuin. The Pasuk's telling us that she's going to get Sreifa for being Mezane when she's Mechal herself, when she desecrates herself, because because of this nus. But now when she desecrates herself because of her marriage, if the reason why she was desecrated was the very fact that she married somebody who's puzzled to her, so that's not grounds for sreifa. She's only going to get sreifa if the desecration of herself came because of her znus. Ask the Gemara, okay, so matam de Rabbanin, what's the Rabbanin svara? That even when she marries somebody who's puzzled to her, if she's mezana tachtov, she's going to get sreifa? And the answer is, because the pasuk tells us, ubas ish kayin. If the daughter of a kayin is mezana, she gets sreifa. Mikal makayim. In all situations, it doesn't make a difference who she married, since she's considered the daughter of a kayin, and she's mezana, so she gets sreifa. So the Gemara asks, me'ata, now that you're saying that, vafilu chalala mikahuna, that's proper girsa. We should say this applies even if she's a chalala from a kayin. What's this referring to? So let's say a kayin marries a woman, he's not allowed to. So his children are considered chalalim, and they're not considered kayhanim. They're considered chalalim. So let's say this daughter of a kayin, who's a chalala, which means she's not really a kayin, she gets married, and then she's mezana tachas her husband. So according to this, she should get sreifa, because she's considered a bas kayin. Her father's a kayin, and she's the daughter. Why don't we say that? So Samach Zayin Amud Aleph on top, the Gemara answers, Tan Rav Chinan Bar Papa Kumi Rav Ze'era D'Rav Yishmael. Rav Chinan Bar Papa taught in front of Rav Ze'era a braisa b'shem Rav Yishmael. This pasuk tells us, as a via himachaleles, she's being machal her father when she's mezane. And what do we learn from here? Es shechilula machmas atzma v'lo shechilula machmas avia. It has to be that when she's mezane, that's what's creating the chilul in her, but not that her father created the chilul in her. And if she's a chalala because her father married somebody who he wasn't allowed to, so that means that she's already mechulal, she's already desecrated. And therefore, her being mezane tachas baila, that's not what's causing a desecration in her kahuna status. Her father already caused that desecration, that chilul. And therefore, a chalala who's mezane tachas baila is not going to get sreifa, even though you're right, she's technically a bas kayin. However, Amar Rav Chanina says that shayna ani al Rabbi Shmuel, the way that I have Rabbi Shmuel's braisa, is that if afilu chalala mekahuna, that's proper girsa, even if she's a chalala from kahuna. Again, there's cases we're talking about that her father, who is a kayin, married somebody who he's not allowed to, and she's considered a chalala, and she's mezana tachas baila, she would get sreifa because she is a bas ish kayin. She's the daughter of a kayin. And even though she was already mechulal through her father, she's still going to get sreifa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.